Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lou Klein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallo moves to third. Gene Bearden now pitching. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallo scores. Clark moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dave Philly pinch runs for Ali Clark. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer takes first base on ball four. Philly moves to third. Zernial moves to second. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. Philly scores. Zernial moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Elmer Vallo now playing right field. Dave Philly now playing center field. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Limmer, and towards Klein, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Wertz reaches second base with a double. Kell scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Fowler reaches second base with a double. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden spins and fires to second, and Fowler is picked off. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Ginsburg and he is safe. Vallow steals second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to third. Evers moves to second. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kell strikes out. There goes Lepon. The throw from Murray to second, and Lepon is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell juggles the ball. That's an error on Kell. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Zerniel moves to second. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Limmer bunts towards first. Krahoski juggles the ball. That's an error on Krahoski. Zerniel moves to third. Majeski moves to second. Luke Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell juggles the ball. That's an error on Kell. Zerniel scores. Majeski moves to third. Limmer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Majeski scores. Limmer moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fowler takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Joost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zernial takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zernial. The throw from Ginsburg and he is out, LePon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive towards short. Joost catches it and throws to first to double up Evers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Limmer bunts towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Pretty covering, for the out. Majeski moves to second. One out. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Majeski scores. Klein moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klein scores. It's 7-4, Athletics. Hal White now pitching. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fowler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to third. Fowler moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive towards third. Majeski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Athletics. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Majeski moves to second. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Limmer takes first base on ball 4. Lou Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White fires over to first and Krahoski drops the ball. That's an error on Krahoski. Majeski moves to third. Limmer moves to second. Lou Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Kline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Majeski scores. Limmer moves to third. It's 8-6, Athletics. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Limmer scores. Kline moves to third. It's 9-6, Athletics. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on White. Kline scores. Murray moves to second. It's 10-6, Athletics. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ginsburg for a passed ball. Murray moves to third. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Fowler strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krahoski moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zerniel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Hal White. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Hutchinson moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein misplays the ball. That's an error on Klein. Hutchinson moves to third. Lapon moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hutchinson scores. Lapon scores. Ginsburg moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-8, Athletics. Carl Scheib now pitching. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ginsburg scores. Wirtz moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-9, Athletics. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Hoot Evers. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Kane now pitching. Pat Mullen now playing left field. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Limmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kline moves to second. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kline moves to third. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Scheib moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Kline scores. Scheib moves to third. Joost moves to second. It's 11-9, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scheib scores. Joost scores. Vallow moves to third. It's 13-9, Athletics. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Zernial hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 16-9, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the Tigers 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Suter now playing second base. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pretty moves to second. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the Tigers 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Limmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Limmer moves to third. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the Tigers 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 16, and Detroit Tigers, 9. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.